We'll kickstart this rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of October 13th, 2006, this is the Rain Report, the weekly podcast of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. To receive this podcast, go to therainreport.com for details. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. The onslaught of Hurricane Katrina in late August 2005 proved to be a communications disaster on various levels. As a result, at least one Red Cross chapter is proposing to infuse its ranks with ham radio operators. Greg Cambridge is not a licensed ham operator, but he is the chair of the Dayton, Ohio Area Red Cross Chapter's Disaster Assessment Committee.
Our job in disaster assessment is to take a look at things immediately after the disaster happens, find out what's going on, and look at the scope of things and get the stuff out to the people as soon as possible. A big thing that they were mentioning today in the big presentation today from the ARRL was the need for preparedness, the need to set things up ahead of time so that you know what to do. You know how in this case, the Red Cross works and what to do in the time of a disaster. The biggest thing that everybody knows that the Red Cross does right at the onset of a disaster is feeding and sheltering. Those are obvious needs. People need safe, secure place to stay and safe food and water right after a disaster. Some of the other things that people are less likely to know about is the bulk distribution of supplies. We give out cleanup kits to help people clean up their house to get back to work. Comfort kits, which are basically toiletry kits, so people have a toothbrush and something to shave with, and the women have their necessities. We might help out in passing out water, ice, and that kind of stuff as well. Client casework. After the major portion, where people need emergency sheltering and emergency feeding and so on at the beginning of a disaster, we actually have caseworkers that will talk to folks and find out what their actual needs are to get back to normal living conditions again. We can provide a limited amount of money to help them so they shop for another set of clothes because all they have is what's on their back. We also hook them up with the various other aid organizations, both those that are in the place in the community under normal conditions and those that have come in to help during the disaster. A big need during the disaster is the need for family members who aren't in the disaster area to find out what happened to their family members. As everyone here knows, during a disaster, the cell phones don't work, the regular phones don't work. I mean, you might be able to get in occasionally, but normally they don't work. We have a network with the Red Cross that'll help us try to get that information, hook people up. Now, what often happens is eventually they do get through somehow. There are other cases where we're their lifeline to find out about that. It became a lot more important during Katrina. It's a very big thing during international disasters. People lose eyeglasses, prescription. A lot of us made good use of the disaster mental health services while we were in Katrina last year. They were really a lifesaver in some situations. Those are some of the basic direct services that the Red Cross provides. If you want to find out more, and this is one of the prerequisites to work with the Red Cross as a disaster volunteer, there's an online course, pretty easy to work through, that's available at our main website, www.redcross.org. You just click on Disaster Services on the left and scroll down and click over on the right to get to the class. How many folks here have responded in disaster as a radio amateur? Those of you who have done that are aware of how to support a lot of those functions. I mean, the people driving around in the emergency response vehicles to pass out food, often having a radio operator with them is a lifesaver. You can talk you into where the need is at the shelters to keep in touch with folks when all the power and communications are out. I remember when Rita came through in Louisiana, the hardest thing about surviving in those shelters in western Louisiana and eastern Texas was the lack of communication. The power was out, and it left people with not knowing what was going on around their little shelters. Communication is really big in shelters as well. And you can go on and think of the other kind of services. What I'm going to zoom in on today is your role in disaster assessment. Before anything else can happen, we need to know how many volunteers to ask for, how much money to start fundraising, how many boxes of food, how many emergency response vehicles and all sorts of resources. We need to know that before we can even start effectively doing things, so we don't bring too much in or not bring in enough. That's where disaster assessment comes in. We, in the early hours, that's what we do in disaster assessment. Disaster assessment is all about information and communication. Isn't that what amateur radio is all about too? So there's a natural link between disaster assessment and the Red Cross and radio amateurs. That's where my plea here is for today. The other thing about disaster assessment is that we do the verification. You know, we go door to door, driving up and down the streets to see whether this helm was in fact involved in the disaster when people come in to help and request services. That's also how we do, not only trying to figure out what kind of resources we need, but also finding out the verification of stuff.
You're listening to a 2006 Dayton Hamvention presentation by Greg Cambridge, chair of the Dayton Area Red Cross Chapter's Disaster Assessment Committee. We'll conclude our excerpt from his forum talk in a moment. This is the RAIN Report.
You are listening to the RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
There's a huge amount of other resources that disaster assessment functions where we communicate weather conditions. We can communicate the current stage of the disaster, whether there's another storm coming in. You can see how these all just link right in with amateur radio. Who here is a Skywarn? The weather comes, tornado comes, you've warned us all about the tornado. It's caused a lot of damage. The beautiful skies come back. I see Skywarn volunteers who are already out there on the scene looking at the weather and have probably even witnessed some of the damage, that they can switch over into a role of disaster assessment. So what I'm proposing is that Skywarn volunteers also cross-train as disaster assessment volunteers. It's a kind of a natural progression. If bad weather comes in again, then they can switch back to that. I see that as a real key role for Skywarn folks. There are a couple of requirements. As I mentioned, that introduction to disaster class online is required. Here in the Dayton area chapter, we require you also to take at least the disaster assessment course. That's the function that we see amateur radios primarily functioning in. The online course takes just probably several hours or even less. In the disaster assessment course, what I see us doing here in the Dayton area chapter is setting up a special course for radio amateurs that's specially zoomed in on how you can do the disaster assessment. You'll get the basic disaster assessment course, but also with that information. The disaster assessment course currently is 3 hours. Maybe we'd add another hour to it to see how zoom in. And so this is very similar to the kind of training that you get in Skywarn on an annual basis. And so I see us using that kind of model for Red Cross disaster assessment volunteers. Of course, we do require a couple other things, background checks, make sure you're medically okay to do this kind of work. Since you're going to be driving motor vehicles, a valid driver's license and a BMV or DMV, depending on what state you're in, kind of background check. We'll probably work some drills in through the year. There's also other meetings that we may ask you to attend. From chapter to chapter, this can vary. Some may require you to take a number of the other basic disaster service courses, such as mass care, shelter and feeding, perhaps a few other courses. We don't require that necessarily here at the Dayton area chapter at this time. We basically request that you do sign up as a volunteer. That doesn't mean that we're going to take your radio away and make you start passing out meals. Amateur radio operators are very generous, and they want to go out and help out people, but they also want to make sure that their skills are being used. They don't necessarily see themselves being best used as passing out boxes of materials. They see themselves as being best used as the communication experts that you are. That's what we want to see too. In a major disaster, if it happens in your local area, they'll probably waive a lot of these requirements. But when that happens, we have to kind of start from scratch with somebody. They don't know how we operate. They don't know what to expect. We have to start out and say, hey, this is what you got to do and that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of times misunderstandings happen and it gets confused. So if you work with your local chapter, get involved with your local chapter, find out what they have set up locally, and get those basic disaster courses and say, yeah, I'm available. Many chapters will have a standing relationship between their local radio club and the Red Cross. I was talking to someone who said they actually have radio classes at the Red Cross. So it goes both ways. The Red Cross volunteers find out about amateur radio and they think, hey, this is an interesting thing to get into. And so they become radio operators as well as us pulling you guys in from the other directions. Everybody knows that the Red Cross and other emergency response organizations learned some valuable lessons about our deficits during Katrina. One of the big things that we found out is that we really need to work with the organizations that are in place, such as the radio organizations and church organizations, to allow people to do what they do best, not necessarily bring them in and make them do what we do all the time.
You've just heard an excerpt from a 2006 Dayton Hamvention talk by Greg Cambridge, a non-ham who is chair of the Dayton, Ohio Area Red Cross Chapter's Assessment Committee. For more information about disaster assessment, take your browser to redcross.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2006 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, wishing you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.